His glory, His divine story. Every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Sai's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m. Shri Sai Ram. Loving salutations at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, the voice, the ears, the heart and soul of Radio Sai. Good morning and Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome to Thursday Live. You are tuned to our Asia stream coming to you live from Prashanthi Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe. My name is Karuna and it's my privilege to host this segment called Morning Glory. Thank you for staying with us on this bright and balmy Thursday morning, May the 10th, 2018. Along with the rising Mercury, a buzz is gaining momentum here in the Sai orbit these days. This is the golden buzz from Swami's golden girls, namely the alumni of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Anantapur campus. You may recall in 1968, Bhagwan Baba, in his characteristic silent style, started the reform of India's education system. This year, that is 2018, in July, we will mark the 50th anniversary or the golden jubilee of that silent education revolution. It began with the founding of the women's campus of his university in the town of Anantapur, which is the district headquarters of the area in which Puttaparthi and Prashanthi Nilayam are located. And it is at a distance of about 60 kilometers from the ashram. All the women's voices that you hear on our Fleeting Moments series and your truly, we are all grateful alumni of the institution that gave us way more than our degrees. It taught us to live a life of purpose. It taught us to serve to nurture our souls. Most importantly, it introduced us to Bhagwan Baba's infinite and selfless love. In just over 2 months from now, the grand celebrations to mark the golden jubilee of the first ever campus of the Sai University will be celebrated here in Prashanthi Nilayam, India. The golden date to mark on your calendar is July 21st, 2018. What does this event mean for his golden girls, Bhagwan Baba's very own daughters spread across the globe? Let's hear it from God's own golden girls from the Middle East.
Loving pranams to Saima and Sairam to all. I am Revati Gopinath, residing now in Dubai and also active worker in Sri Satya Sai organization Dubai. I am blessed to be Mother Sai student. I had a golden opportunity to study in Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Anantapur campus. I did my Bachelor of Commerce as R. Revati there between 1985 to 1988. Our Mother Sai often addressed her students as Bangaru in Telugu, meaning gold. Truly, she molded me and molding infinite number of students who are our property into beautiful and valuable ornaments. There are no words to express my gratitude. Instead, wash her lotus feet with my loving tears. I am extremely happy and excited to participate as an alumni in Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning Anantapur Golden Jubilee Celebrations on 21st and 22nd July 2018 and cherish my everlasting golden memories. I sincerely pray to her to bless each one of us and show her presence on that grand Golden Jubilee Celebrations Day. Jai Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, my humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Sai Ma. I am Ranjini Srinivasan, formerly Ranjini Sridhar as per Anantapur records. I currently reside in Abu Dhabi, UAE. I completed my BCom honors in 1995-1998 batch. I am delighted to be a part of this Golden Jubilee celebrations of our Anantapur campus. I really feel this is a call from our beloved Mother Sai. I owe everything in my life to Swami, as the 3-year college experience has shaped me to lead a clean, moral and ethical life. I hope to be in Parthi for the Golden Jubilee celebrations on July 21st, 22nd. Thank you, Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, I am Priya Mani, Swami's student residing in Dubai. I studied in Anantapur between 1999 to 2004, pursuing my graduation and a post-graduation in English language and literature under the Divine Aegis. How does it feel to be called to be a part of the Golden Jubilee celebrations of one's college? It's an immense privilege, undoubtedly, and sweet homecoming. To me, it's the priceless nostalgia of reliving the golden years we basked in the infinite love and compassion that was our Swami, and a magnificent opportunity to rekindle the wisdom and learnings of a higher nature that Bhagwan sparked in every one of us. I excitedly look forward to being at Prashanti Nilayam for the Golden Jubilee celebrations on July 21st, 22nd this year. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, dear listeners, you just heard Bhagwan Baba's Golden Girls reflecting on the upcoming Golden Jubilee celebrations of the Anantapur campus of Sai University, which are going to be held right here in Prashanti Nilayam in the Divine Presence on July 21st, 2018. Every Thursday live, I hope to bring you voices of his Golden Girls spread across the globe right here on Morning Glory. And now, I leave you to enjoy the next part of our Tris with Divinity with Mr. Arun Panda. Over to part 2 of this interview hosted by Radio Sai's Bishu Prushti. As always, dear listeners, we look forward to your feedback. You can reach us by email at listener@radiosai.org. Please enjoy the show and have a Saisome awesome day ahead. Jai Sai Ram.
So, when you think about those days, I mean, whatever you thought in your mind itself, Swami was responding. You know, whatever you verbally asked, he was going to great lengths to fulfilling that. But did you ever write a letter to Bhagwan?
Yes. So when I came to Swami after one or two times, and I was staying at Delhi, I thought so many people are taking letters, writing letters. Is it really a fact that Swami is really reading it, or is simply just to, satisfy our mind, he just takes the letters. I wrote a very long letter to Swami. That time, there was no email or something. Email ID was not available. So I took his course of this use of a postal department. That was an acknowledgement card was available. Now nobody is using that. That acknowledgement card, you have to write your own address at one side, the other the address of the man to who has to you to receive the letter. Then I wrote a very long letter and just posted, I just closed it, and I had no idea about the pin code or something, postal code. Simply I read Bhagwan Satya Sai Baba, Bangalore. I had no address in that. And at the back I wrote my name and 37 South Avenue, where we are staying. And it was 7th of August something. And after 2 days, that acknowledgement card came. With Swami's divine hand, he has given that. He has written Sri Satya Sai Baba and put the date also clearly on the pen, lest I may not be able to know it. And that was a divine hand's letter. I got my acknowledgement as well as Swami's acknowledgement that, my dear child, I am reading your letters, don't worry.
I think that is very, very unique. I mean, where Bhagwan physically sent an acknowledgement letter.
Yes.
But I think there was such a symbolic gesture to let us know that we should never ever think that he does not know, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, that's right.
Isn't it? And I think there are so many instances like that in your life, isn't it? If you look at after your engineering and you coming to know Bhagwan, then after that he looked after every detail of your life, isn't it?
Yes.
You getting a job, you getting married, and your children.
Children's education,
yes. So after Bhagwan came into your life, what is the next big thing that happened? I mean, of course, the major thing was you getting so fascinated with Bhagwan. But in terms of your life, the way it was moving, a job happened first, right?
Yeah. So, I was just working, as I said, Swami has given me that job in Brajraj Nagar, that is in Orient Paper Mills. So, I was working for the long 10 years. And towards the fag end of the 10th year, there was a strike and the factory was laid off. And prior to that, I came to Bhagwan. My father and myself were sitting there. Swami categorically that day told. Many times father used to ask Swami when you will come to Orissa. Ah, Bangaru, I'll come. And that day particularly he told, 21st January, 22nd January, 22nd January I'll come to
Orissa. Oh, it is
a date. Fixed date.
1970?
10 years of my service. So, 60, it was around 82.
Mm-hmm.
72, I passed, Brajraj Nagar, I was working from 82, 83. So, I was so elated when I came out, my father told, my dear son, don't get elated. Swami has told many times that he'll come. If he comes to Orissa, he'll give us 1 month notice. Because we get ourselves prepared. Because we tried once earlier, Swami didn't come. Then I came back, then the strike started, and I was coming to, from Parthi, getting this confirmation that 22nd of January, Swami is coming into the month of November. And after 1 month, there was a strike, the factory was laid up, and with three of my children, with very less saving at the bank, we came to Bhubaneswar. Naturally, father was only about his pension, as I told you, as the whole world knows. He was a very scrupulously honest politician, and we are sitting, all the three children and myself and all. And suddenly on 22nd of January, the whole house was filled up with Swami's vibhuti smell.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever father used to move, or whether we used to move, there was vibhuti smell. And Swami, my father came and banged me. He said, you don't have much job to be done now. There's no service, and you are using Agarbati in the afternoon at 2 o'clock. I said, no, father, we have not used any. Then father immediately told, you will get a job.
Mm-hmm.
That was his assurance. Then one of his friend, Swami's, he was the trust secretary, Prahlad Patnaik uncle. He told some of his, because he was work secretary at that time, and I was called for an interview. The man I still remember, of course, he has passed away, is Sisir Misra. He was the chief engineer, and he asked for my interview. I was just sitting, as we are now sitting. He asked, you are the son of that man, Brahmand Panda, who has written Rasavesa? I told, yes. Well, my dear child, forget about work. Tell me something about Swami. And I got a doctorate by that time. I spoke wrong 29 minutes about Swami. How Swami has helped me, Swami. How is Swami, Swami, Swami only. And the last one question he asked, okay, one thing, technical subject. Then he said, okay, you go back. If you won't get a job within 7 days, I'll call you. And on the 6th day, the job came to me.
Hmm.
And prior to this, getting this job, as I was telling you, after getting the assurance from Bhubaneswar, from Swami at Puttaparthi, we were coming, and that time on that particular where I used to be absorbed after a few months, a IDCO tower building was coming, a very big high tower building. I just prayed it my mind, Swami, such a big building is there. Want to get a small seat for me to work there? Then I came back and went to Brajraj Nagar, then the strike came back. And I joined the job. Then when I went to July, just Swami was crossing me and said, Naya job kaisa laga? How is the new job?
How is the new job?
He's not only satisfied that he gives such a thing, he ensures that you get it, and he confirms that thing. And about the confirmation, I tell you, during my seva period, I just encounter one thing from Chiranjeev uncle. Once Indulal Shah used to stay in WC, his own house. Then Chiranjeev uncle told Panda, he has come, he is our trust member, and just take care, just let him rest in his room and come back. It was 11 o'clock. Then I just forgot. I just put him in this room. And 12 o'clock he came and called me. He said, what happened? I told Swami, just sir, he has already... Well, I know you will do the job. But where is the confirmation? You should have told me. So Swami, in that way, he not only just, he confirms that, okay, the boys got it. He just double check it, rather, you can say. He never put it to any chance to us.
Well, because whatever he does, he does it to absolute perfection.
Absolute perfection. About this perfection, as I just remember you, I tell you one incident of my seva. It was raining heavily that day. And Onam again, Onam function was there. The decoration was going on. It was almost 9 o'clock in the night. So, Chiranjeev uncle was coming from Dasavatara gate. So, I was just standing near the Dasavatara gate. And all of us, others were there little at the back. And he started banging. I couldn't understand what is wrong with me. Just I'm standing. And he started pouring. There was two rains. One rain was outside. And the arrows were being poured on me. So just, I was just coolly standing by his side. He was just banging. Till we came to the ladies' gate. Then by the way, he asked, what you are in life? I told, sir, I have a little engineer. He just cooled down little. Then he went inside, outside. Then he explained, you see, tomorrow you have done all these decorations. Tomorrow we will just, after this decoration over, we dedicate to Swami tomorrow. Because tomorrow is Onam. And Swami is the symbol of perfection. Unless you do it perfectly, Swami won't like it. Then he went away. And till that moment, I didn't know what is that perfection. I came back again to the same place. Now I was astonished. There were two small lines, golden lines. And there were some decorations were there. The last two sides, the difference between these 6 inches both sides, they were of different colors only. Okay. It could have been the same color.
Oh.
And I'm pretty sure, Chiranjeev uncle could not have done it, known it, that about the difference. He, that divine master, that mischievous master also used to tell him many times. He has must have told, okay, just see that. Just to teach me what is perfection. Swami created this drama and I got it. And that is a symbol of perfection.
There was a slight color mismatch.
Yes, mismatch.
In the decorations.
And once he just came to the veranda, he said, his cleaning is over. We said, Swami, yes. You see, the little cobweb is there at that corner.
I think that is, after that, you've got the chance to serve for so many years at Bhagwan's lotus feet. And I think there's so many lessons of how to serve, how to lead, what should be our attitude when we serve, how should we interact when we serve, how is serving in Prashanti different from serving elsewhere. I think there are a lot of lessons about service, and probably we will do that in the next session.
Right.
But maybe you can talk also about how Bhagwan performed your marriage, because I think that was a very, very interesting thing which happened in Bhagwan's physical presence.
Yes.
And this is something that Swami promised.
Yeah.
This is something again which Thakur Abhiram had told your father.
Yes.
And he himself had selected
the
bride. And Swami now completed that process. Maybe you should share about that entire incident, anecdote of your life.
See, once I was sitting in the interview room. Fortunately, my father was not there that time. Swami suddenly asked, are you getting married to the third daughter? I said, Swami, yes. And actually, incidentally, she was the third daughter of their father. They were 4 sisters and 3 brothers. I told Swami, your third, do you have a photo of her in the pocket? I just looking to both the sides. They're all Swami, my father's friends. And if I say yes, I am gone. If I say no, I am gone. I told Swami, yes, I have. Do you have a Delhi or Delhi mein rakha hai ki dil mein rakha hai?
Oh.
I told Swami, I don't have a photo here, I have photo at Delhi. I was not holding her photo. I was just having a photo of Swami only. I used to take all the time. Because then he told, Delhi mein rakha hai ki dil mein rakha hai?
Do you have it in Delhi or do you have it in your heart?
Yes.
And I just was joking with you. Yes.
Then after that, because when Thakur Abhiram promised the marriage, my father had one condition, that we will come and the marriage will be performed in the ashram. But unfortunately, he didn't say in the physical world, but Swami promised that I'll get the marriage done. And then the marriage date was fixed. I had taken 1 month leave. Swami was just telling where father was giving, because that time Gokak uncle was there. He used to write to Gokak uncle. Gokak uncle will reply, yes, Swami has not told anything. And father has already invited his friends, parliament member friends, because Swami told a particular date, month, I'll just tell this. And slowly the date passed by. Then we came to Hyderabad, Secunderabad. We stayed in some railway quarter, then came to Swami's darshan. We were sitting there, and Swami came out and he created 2 chocolates and gave it to my would-be mother-in-law. I said, give to your daughter and son-in-law. So we took the chocolate, but father has the promise that Swami will get my marriage, and he feeling that he had something in the society. If Swami didn't do it, he will be getting upset or getting just banging or something like that. Then he was in full tension. Then he has requested this Gokak uncle, at least he asked Swami, if he doesn't perform our marriage, at least bless us, we'll be feel happy. Then Gokak uncle went to Vrindavan ashram. Swami said okay. Then immediately Swami came back to Puttaparthi without informing anybody. And while going, he just told Gokak uncle, just tell Panna to come Parthi, I'll perform the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Then again the whole, and my father told, you see Swami, we are very unpredictable, he is. So we don't know whether how the marriage will perform, whether where, inside or outside or something like that. Let us not get more family members. So only their close relatives of my would-be wife and one of my cousin, because I don't have much to left out, neither my brother nor sister. So we came and again we went to Puttaparthi. Puttaparthi, that time this construction of Purnachandra was going on. So it was
this half, is 1970?
Yeah, 73 actually.
Mm-hmm.
So Swami was coming, walking over the sand, my father and myself was going. He said, okay, tomorrow we'll perform the marriage. Then Swami asked coolly, should I perform the marriage inside or outside? Swami's father told Swami, you are the master. You decide whether it is inside or outside. Have you seen any horoscope, the timing and this? He said, Swami, Bhagwan himself will perform the marriage. Wait, what to talk about timing? Then he told justice, talk to Surya. Surya uncle was there that time looking
after the canteen.
Yes, canteen. He said that he will arrange all the things. So I ran to Surya uncle, just he gave me that. He asked what you want. I told just, I don't have the marriage part, whatever. So he gave me a plate or something, glass where the flowers will be there. Then I ran to Parvatamma. So she gave some flower, something we arranged. And Swami told, tomorrow morning I will get them perform the marriage. So I just want to tell one thing, but one Swami said, unless I wish, you can't come. Even if you come, you can't see me. That is the divine instruction to all of us. I didn't realize that day. I realized actually on that day. So we were sitting, both the side, ladies and gents. Swami came out from the interview room. He just asked all of us to go. And in the process, when he closed the door, we saw that one of a small child, my eldest brother-in-law's son is missing. And we couldn't do anything because Swami has already closed the door. Who will ask him to open? And the boy remained outside. There I just realized that unless he wishes, nobody can come to the lotus feet. Then he asked, you see, people spend lakhs and lakhs rupees for the marriage. Now I am performing the marriage being a Brahmin. Mm-hmm. And he started chanting.
He became the priest.
Yeah, he became the priest. He chanted these divine mantras and all. And he created this yellow rice from the heaven put on both of us. And in the process, he created a Mangal Sutra. Normally, in Uriya's society, we don't have the Mangal Sutra. I think his father used to tell, I think we are the first couple who the wife has got a Mangal Sutra from Bhagavan's divine hand. So, when he started, his Swami just kept like this. I was so fascinating. Then he told you just put in your
tie
wife's and put three knots only.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when he started this creating this one, you see, I am sitting near the divine presence. It's a wonderful function is going to happen. I was just looking after the thread. I thought in the mind, Swami, had it been little golden thread, would have been much better.
Oh, it was a normal thread, cotton
normal
thread.
Normal cotton thread. Swami said, suddenly he said, you see, Bangaru, if it is a golden thread, that this Mangal Sutra with the golden thread, they will just rub and it will break. So that's how I put your cotton thread. I got the answer. I told Swami. Then I just put that in. Then Swami created a ring. And unfortunately that ring was a little loose. It was of yellow color. We came out from the interview room fully enclosed. And father started weeping like a child. I have seen him weeping two times in his life when he's what to call political mentor Indira Gandhi died, wept, and that day he just kept on crying at the lotus feet. He said, don't worry, I'll take everybody's care, don't worry. Then he patted him, we came out, and I just informed Gokul uncle a telegram that Bhagavan has blessed us the marriage. And in the afternoon he asked, okay, you come, I'll just give Upadesham. Then in the afternoon when we came, we are sitting in the veranda, myself, father, that side. Swami said, no, only, first, then he came and asked, where is your life? I just looking, I don't know, what is life or something like that. Oh, I mean wife. I said, Swami, that side. Okay, call her. Then he took us to the interview room, myself, my father, and my wife, and started the divine gospels, divine things to be followed in family life. Then, the first question again, I was perturbing Swami, because as a child I used to fight with him, as a child I used to call him, just because I always thought of him as my mother. I never thought that he is Lord Krishna or Lord Rama or Bhagavan Satya Sai. Never. It was always the whole of my life. It was my mother and the mother, sweet mother. I told Swami, this ring is getting too loose to me. Huh? So when he say, huh, you know, that is so loving, I tell you. You can't express in words. It is only when you feel and you see him, that is what I... So, I give me. I told, what a fool I am again. I am giving the ring, this divine ring he has created me. It vanishes in his hand, I am nowhere. Reluctantly I give the ring to him. He just put it in his wrist, put it to close his fist, and suddenly it came out, a ring of white color. He said, you know, early morning, I gave you a golden ring, yellow ring, because your father, you are wearing yellow clothes and wife are wearing yellow clothes. Now yellow, this sorry. Is a golden ring. This is for a pure heart and strong mind.
Oh, wow.
And he just slipped into my hand. He said, this is fitting. I tell Swami, okay. Then...
You still wear it.
You are still wearing.
Wow.
And that's what... And he just told us two things in life, that marriage is only based on two things, understanding and adjustment, nothing else. Continue with these two. But many times we deviate from ourselves. Myself, my wife used to come in the interview room. He always said, you're always fighting. And that is mother's love whenever there is something. And as on today also, whenever I feel something, I just simply run to the prayer hall And I simply talked to him, Swami, this has happened, this has happened, this has happened. Please help me. When I used to come here, because it was a very golden day, later day for my life, sitting with Radio Sai. I am so much indebted to Radio Sai to give me such a golden chance. I used to pray, Swami, Swami, for the last 4 to 5 days, I'm thinking of that. Yesterday they have told me to confirm that I have come, I'm coming. At least please be with me, be in my mind, be in my sound, be with my mouth, so that whatever I speak only about you, you and only you.
Wonderful, sir. I think we have only got started because there is so much more that you really need to share.
Right.
How not only how Swami guided further you
right.
in your
family
life and
family life and seva and all this life.
But also about how Swami trained you to serve in various capacities and you continue to serve. And also I think there are very, very beautiful facets about your father's life, which probably also we should talk about. And not
yes.
many people know about what happened after Raso Vaisa.
Yeah, that's okay.
Because, you know, he wrote it in
77 or something.
77. And after that he lived
for so many years.
He lived. And Swami, in fact, had told him that you will live to see the marriage of your granddaughter. And I think there are many very, very important facets of your relationship with Bhagwan, as well as the relationship of Bhagwan and Mr. Brahmanath Panda, that we need to capture. So we'll pray to Bhagwan and continue this in
Thank
future
you.
Sessions.
Thank you
so much.
Thanks, sir.
Saram, dear listeners, and welcome to Tryst with Divinity, our series of conversations with people who have been touched by the love of Bhagwan. Today we continue the conversation with Mr. Arun Kumar Ponda, the blessed son of the legendary devotee Mr. Brahmanand Panda. For those who have heard the previous episodes of this conversation, you would know that Mr. Brahmanand Panda was the first state president of Satya Sai organization, Odisha. In fact, he was the chosen one picked by Bhagwan to translate his biography, Satyam Shivam Sundaram, from English to Odia. And later on, he also translated Bhagwan's own volume, Bhagavat Vahini. Besides that, being a seasoned politician, he was a member of the Rajya Sabha. He did human service to the nation as an honest politician. Bhagwan mentioned it any number of times that the reason he brought him so close was his honest heart, his pure heart, and his sincere yearning for the Lord. And once he became the state president of Satya Sai organizations of Odisha, tirelessly he crisscrossed the state. He in fact laid the foundation for Satya Sai organization. Today we have the Satya Sai organization in the state of Orissa growing at an exponential pace. You have any number of devotees coming from this state. If 700 people are needed for seva, you would find that there are 1,000 people who have come from Orissa to do Prashanti service. And you have a very vibrant youth segment, you have a very vibrant Balvika section, and the movement, especially in Orissa, has only increased even after Bhagwan left his physical form. But the foundation for this was laid by Bhagwan through Mr. Brahmanand Panda. In fact, just to share with you how much Brahmanand Panda meant to Bhagwan, when two of his grandchildren were already studying in Prashantilayam, in Bhagwan's primary school, and there was this little one, his grandson, who also wanted to join. His son and daughter-in-law wanted that their son also should become a Swami student, and when the teachers in primary school expressed reservation to Swami, saying, Swami, already there are two daughters of Mr. Arun Kumar Panda, who are already in the primary school, should we take the son also? What will people say? And Swami said, it is Brahmananda Panda's grandson. Even if he has 30 grandchildren, everyone will study in my school. And that is what he meant for Bhagwan. If you dedicate your life completely to him, then he will look after not just you, but for 30 generations of you and more. And that is what his life, and that is what the life of Mr. Arun Kumar Panda and their children is all about. So today we will continue the conversation from where we left off. So welcome once again, Mr. Arun Kumar Panda, to Rest with Divinity.
Thank you.
So maybe you can share with us, you know, you have seen that relationship that father shared with Bhagwan, and as you came to Prashanti often, and you also were so enraptured by Swami's love, so enveloped by his mercy, you too actually as a youngster developed that kind of an endearing relationship with him, isn't it?
Right.
If you can share, you know, when you reflect on this relationship, how certain things you did, which probably now when you think, you feel, oh my God, how could I take that liberty? But at that point in time, you didn't feel that Swami was someone different. You didn't feel that, you know, Swami is a God and I should behave in a particular manner. But you had a very, 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 very intimate relationship, isn't it?
That's right. So I'll tell you the two incidents that was, of course, inside the interview room. Once, normally after giving the divine discourses and family matters discussion, Swami used to distribute vibhutis. And that time, he is so liberal, he'll put, I mean, fill up all your pockets and everything. That is, then when started giving, then when he came to me, I told Swami, I don't want to take this vibhuti. My father was there side, he said, what? You are denying to take vibhuti? Then he started banging me right in the interview room. Swami said, no, just ask him why he's not interested to take the vibhuti. Then my father asked, why you are not taking? I told my father, I don't take this vibhuti. The other bag which is there, it is Swami's photo. So I want that vibhuti only.
So there were vibhuti sachets with Swami's photo?
Photos.
Oh, the packets have
packets. That's the first one Swami used to give.
Mm-hmm.
Then Swami said, then he kept that, the bucket was there, the vibhuti. Again he went to his seat, the infinite love living God. He brought that bucket and filled my whole pocket, and that is one limit.
When now, when you think about it is so strange, it sounds like, you know, Swami is giving and you're saying no.
And no to Bhagwan.
No to Bhagwan. But you know, but Swami also was so okay with it.
Yes, that's what exactly. Because he reciprocates love so wonderfully that you won't feel, I tell you right from the beginning, I never thought of him in any form except the mother.
Mm.
And one more incident I can tell you, we were just sitting inside the family room, and it was bhajan time. So Swami was in a hurry to distribute prasad, vibhuti prasadam, and go for bhajans. Then I was just moving around him only in that interview room. Then Swami said, why you are moving around me just for the last 2 minutes? I am seeing this. You are just loitering this side around. Would you like to measure my height? I said, Swami, yes. Then Swami pushed me to the south wall. And he came, he sat, I mean, touched his shoulder to my shoulder. He said, I am 5 feet 2 inches. That's the love.
Oh, he stood next to you.
And normally, whenever we see dreams, Swami used to say that when you see a dream and it is me, it is always true. Let me take the liberty of having one incident like that. I saw a dream once in Delhi when I was staying with my father, that Swami was holding my hand and we are walking through a jungle. It is a full forest land. We are going up and up and up. Then when I got up in the morning, I asked my father, what could be the meaning of this? He said, my dear son, this your desires is just like a jungle or a forest. Swami wants to take you up below the desire level and to reach you to a spiritual height. Then after 2 years of that dream, I had come to Prashant Nilayam. I was just standing near Ganesh Gate, Ganesh Temple. Kasturi Uncle was also there. Swami was just ahead of 4 to 5 feet. And he just looked back and called in his amicable way, to waving his hand. I thought naturally Kasturi Uncle, when he is there, how can I dare to go? Then Kasturi Uncle started his first step. Swami said, no. Then Uncle was just by my side. He said, Arun, this the call is for you. I just stepped out. Now this ramp is there, then the steps are there to that wish fulfilling tree. Hmm. There are a lot of number of steps. Swami was to my right. He put his shoulder on my left. And we walked, walked and walked till the top.
Oh, wow.
When we reached the top, I just, Swami told, take Path Namaskar. I took Path Namaskar. Then I told Swami, I'll be going tomorrow. He said, go and come in this October again. And you tell, I'll tell Parvatamma to give you sweets and beetles for my father. I came back, collected those things and went back. And that is my Swami's love. The same question they asked me in Nepal, that is the true, whenever Swami comes in dream, is correct. I just narrated this incident to them.
Hmm. And you know it, whenever Swami comes in a dream, you know, it seems so real.
Yeah, it's so
and,
real.
Perhaps there are certain times where, you know, you are in doubt, but I think whenever he comes and you, when you feel it, you know it in your heart that, you know, he has really come. And then you know it is definitely true.
Right.
And in so many ways he blesses you.
And one more is also, I was just staying at Delhi that time. Swami came in a chariot, and when he was going, I was just running after him, weep, crying. He said, Lord, why don't you come home? I said, Swami, I got some my electrical engineering exam. Okay, you just, after your exam, you come, and I have kept a ring for you. He showed me a ring on that day, and that particular ring again he gave me during my marriage time.
Oh, the same ring?
Same.
What you have seen in the dream?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, wow.
And about this, when we did the arati in the prayer hall after the marriage, just I wanted to start arati. Swami said, no. Now you are only half now. Call your wife. So we took
together. You did the arati.
So whenever people used to call me when I do the arati, even abroad also, I feel that feeling of giving arati straight to in the human form of Swami.
Wow. Swami also gave you a Navaratna ring.
Navaratna ring, it is the same ring, a Navaratna locket actually I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Around, you can say it was in 1977. We were in Bangalore. So that time, it was Guru Purnima day, Swami was in Bangalore. We were just, my father and I was there in the interview room downstairs. Then Swami said, you see how beautiful day is today. All over Karnataka they are doing strike. Schools, colleges having name Vivekananda College, they are in strike. Now we are doing our sports day here. Is it not beautiful? He said, Swami, yes. Then he suddenly asked, what do you want? The same thing. I said, Swami, give me a locket. He said, what do you want? Why you need a locket? Already Swami is inside you. You don't need it. Anyway, he just created and put a paper and just folded it and gave it to me. The moment he got the locket in my hand, my father, just when he came out, he said, by that time, I think the second child was to come, and my father clearly told that you would be blessed with a son.
Oh, he felt intuitively.
Then after few months he came. And that locket, I wore it. I had the ring, marriage ring also. Then with that, and after leaving this job at Brajrajnagar, when I came to Bhubaneswar job, I was to go to a place called Jharsuguda, you know, it's a western part. Some electrical power connection kind of problem was there. So one of the junior engineers, he took me in a motorcycle and we were traveling on the road. It was very rough terrain because it's a remote village types. Then suddenly he met with a head-to-head collision. He just fell down from the scooter. I also fell down. And I just simply swim over the road, rough road, and nothing has happened to me. That fellow was there for 1 month in the hospital. And when I got up, I saw that the middle of that Navaratna locket is totally broken. Then the whole of my weight was taken up by that locket. And I just swim across and nothing happened. But after, unfortunately, after a few months, I lost that locket. When I asked again, Swami, Swami, I lost my locket, give me. Swami said, no, there is no need for it.
So, there is no need for it.
Yeah. There is a particular purpose Swami used to give us. And once the purpose is over, just. And not only this, I just, he brought me back to life in one of the most fatal accidents of any human being have it. That was on the electrical job. I was there in Brajrajnagar. There is an electrical switch, that time English electric switches. They have a handle to switch it off. But unfortunately that handle was not working. So we used to use the link cutters. Link cutters means it's electrical appliance where the top will be little bent and it will be insulated so that you just pull the switch, it will come off. But unfortunately that day I never checked it. Where the motor was running, it was not getting stopped. The top portion which is to be bound to be insulated, it was not there, it was bare. So when it touched with the electrical switch, 440, it was just explosion of very, very high voltage. I simply closed my eyes calling loudly, Sai Ram. And I was wearing a Terlin pant. As you know, when this fire broke out, if a single spark means the Terlin pant, it will totally, it will be burned that time. There is only one hole just to say that the fire has a power. And only the little eyebrows were it was burnt. Then I was in hospital, they checked. My eye was all right. Then some of the insurance people, they came to my home in quarter in Brajrajnagar. Sir, you just tell us that you are not able to see. We will give you a lot of money. I told my dear boys, if at all, if you give me money, and suddenly so it happened that I really I can't see, I don't need that money. My Lord is with me. So
he's the best assurance.
Assurance. That's insurance. That's what.
Wow. Well, I think when we look at our lives, there are probably these 2, 3, or 5, 6 instances when you very clearly know that Swami protected you.
Yeah.
But I think He is doing that all the time.
All the time.
In so many little ways.
Yes.
Yeah, I think when you look at your life, your entire journey with Bhagwan, also after, since your marriage, in the previous session you talked about your marriage and with the birth of your children and all the challenges that you had to face and bringing them up. And at every stage Bhagwan was there, isn't it?
That's right.
So, if you can share some of those moments in your life where, you know, but for Swami, you didn't know how you would have managed.
Right.
Bringing up this family of 3 children.
Many times, you know, when I was in Brajrajnagar, I was always thinking that if Swami takes care of my children, at least I will be relieved to some extent. So I used to pray all the time that Swami, take my children to the school, take my children to the school. And my father is he was in a plan in his mind that he will put all his grandchildren in Swami's school. So we were so excited to send my eldest daughter to school from Brajrajnagar, who applied to Uti because that time Prasanthi school was not there, Parthi school. When we applied, we are 1 year earlier. They said, no, you have to wait for 1 more year. Then after 1 more year, I took her to Sundaram where this interview was there for Uti school. Then in the Sundaram, they just asked some few questions, have the medical test, then said that you have to come to Uti. The next day, we went to Uti. It was the month of June. It was almost a rainy season there. It was raining cats and dogs. And my daughter was almost weeping the whole night and whole day because of her first time she will leave both parents. I console her, my dear Ma, just you are here but you will have a more affectionate, more lovable mother than us parents. So please be calm. So the next day we went to the interview room. Unfortunately, this auntie is not there now. He has passed away. Warden auntie, we call her. So she asked some questions, then just knowingly she placed that chocolate box to the left hand of my daughter. She immediately picked up one chocolate. He said, no Ma, you have to pick up in the right hand, that is the positive. Then anyway, she got selected. Then I asked them one question that day, that, ma'am, you have got 30 seats, but you have taken only 28. What about the other two? She said, we are always, Swami is only for, never for quantity, for quality only.
Mm-hmm.
We thought that these 28 is only selected, they are really apt, so that we took 28. And the next day when I send her to school, she was weeping, all the parents all over, knowingly I didn't took my missus because she can't stand it, that pain. Then all were weeping. Then somebody asked me and told, sir, you are not weeping. I told, I have got 3 children. When all the 3 will be at Swami school, I'll weep only once. I can't repeat so many times. Then she was there for 1 year. Then she came back next time. And Swami took her to her lap. And she got a double promotion also. And came to school. That was the first child. Then after 1 year, when we came back from Brajrajnagar, strike, we were at Bhubaneswar. We took both son and daughter to school again next year. My son was in class 2, the daughter was in class 1. For Swami immediately selected the class 1 daughter. And then for son, he told, you see, I could have taken, but you know, some should be at your house so that you not feel unhappy. Let the boy be with you. We came back with my son, and he became very wild because he couldn't get the seat. Then he tried, I told, you read well. The next day again, when he was in class 3, again we came to Prasanthi. And Swami again explained, you see, if class 1 boys are there, children, they go to class 2. Then class 2, they go to class 3, just like a school teacher, he started teaching me. So where is the place for boys? Because here the students never fail. In Swami's school, they never fail. So you take him back, let him be at home. So we are really very pained and perturbed, but we know Swami is the best teacher, best mother. We came back. Then you went to Muni sister to see other my daughters. Then Muni sister immediately asked, will you not admit your son here? I tell, why not? And in the process, as you told, mentioned earlier, they had a complaint that why this is the third one, how can we take, all the 2 daughters are there. As Swami said, 30 children also they can be. So, but when the medical test started, he had some problem with the lungs. They said that the doctor said he has to be cured before that. And we came back, myself and my wife had not gone that side time. And I told him, my dear son, do one thing. Take every half an hour warm bone vita with a pinch of vibhuti. He just meticulously followed that the whole night day, and next day when we went to the school, they said he is okay. Then he joined the school.
Swami named...
All the names. Is the first one, when we came for Annaprasan, that is really interesting. And Annaprasan, she was 10 months old.
The first
daughter.
Ceremony... So that the kid starts eating.
Yeah, start with Bhagwan, Bhagwan only.
Solid food, yeah.
Yes. Then we were very elated, and we are staying in North, East Prasanthi. Our neighbor was Kutumurao uncle. Then his wife told, no, you see, never take Swami literally. Swami said he'll do Annaprasan. Okay, he'll do it definitely, no doubt about it. But you have to prepare kheer and take in a container so that he'll, with a spoon so that he can do. You can't expect everything he'll create and then get it done. Then she prepared the kheer for us, and we took in a spoon. Father was there. We all went to the interview room. Swami put 1 or 2 spoons in her mouth, and he was just almost was half asleep, and she simply jumped to the lap of Swami. Swami hold her and give it back. Again she jumped. Swami again hold her back. And third time my father stopped it. I told, later when I asked, I told, why father you stopped the third time? He told, by the third time if she goes, she could have been not a family life. She could have been a yogini or something. And I don't want that the daughter, first children, grandson will go to that life. And Swami named her Ahladini. And he explained that, explained the spelling also. He told A-H-L-L-A-D-I-N-I. remember, and put Sai also in the front. Mm-hmm. That's more important. And that is Radha Shakti. Mm-hmm. We came out. And the next one, in the one of the interviews, he asked, what is your mother's name? I told Swami Parvati. Then he gave the little daughter as Sai Gauri. And for son, he told Ratnakar. So intently, as I used to have doubts, father had a doubt, Ratnakar is something, a peculiar name, Ratnakar. Then Swami said, you know, Ratnakar will turn to Balmiki, don't worry. So then Sai Ratnakar. Mm-hmm. So all the naming of these children, their education, their upbringing, their failures, their love, everything was provided by Mother Sai. I had the rarest opportunity being a father that who has not taken any responsibility. It is fully taken by Swami. My friends used to tell, when you die, you know, when Yamaraj said, have you ever seen the children's education? Have you ever gone to clean their clothes? You have not taken any pain. You fellow will go to hell, will go to heaven. That's what Swami said.
Mm, wow. Well, once Swami takes, you come to his fold and he takes over, then life is only nothing less than heaven.
Yeah, less than heaven.
But, you know, as going back to the initial days when you were discovering Bhagwan, which you mentioned in the initial years, you know, yes, you were very overwhelmed with his love, and after that he took care of you completely. But were there any doubts in your life? Doubts about Bhagwan, his divinity, the way he was operating, you know, as a youngster? Were there any occasions when you said, how could Swami do this?
Right. See, as I told you, after the first interview, after coming out of the interview, it was almost 1 hour 40 minutes with Bhagwan. That is the longest I had. I was sitting near that student gate where you student used to come. That was a garage that time. And I was just pouring out my feelings in form of tears. And I got a pat at the back. I told, who will pat me here? Nobody is known to me. When I looked back, it was Bhagwan himself. Mm-hmm. I couldn't control my tears. I mean, he just wanted to make sure that I am his dedicated son or dedicated child, so that he takes care of me onwards. And as and when I used to grow, my doubts also grow. And one, as I told you earlier, that about the letter. The second one is, I was just coming from Delhi that time. I was not married by that time. I was sitting near the portico. It was almost an afternoon, 2 o'clock or something. That time there is no restriction. One can sit. I normally, when I come to Prashanti, I just take my food and sit on the veranda only, so that any time Swami may come out. Because earlier, even if you don't try, Swami can give you 8 time darshan. Because he comes from his room to the, other room to take his breakfast, coming, going 2 times, then come for lunch, then come for tea, then for dinner. So 8 times, if you sit there, you can have darshan of Swami from the top. So I was just sitting in that portico. And suddenly a very long red color car came inside. And suddenly it flashed back to my mind, Swami, you will look after all the rich people, those wonderful cars. Then immediately I got the answer. The door was open, and from there they brought out a beautiful girl around 20-24, suffering from polio.
Oh, polio.
And immediately I flashed back, I told Swami, I don't need riches, I don't know polio also. Then they brought him in. Swami was at the, I was in the downstairs, Swami was at the portico at the top. Then he just blessed her from the top and put a full packet of vibhuti to their lap on the downstairs. Then he again said, yes, you will give vibhuti to the rich people only, what I am to do? Then they left. Then after a few minutes, one Savadal came. He said, you are Panda from Orissa? I said, yes. And Swami has given you this vibhuti. The same packet, same length, same numbers. And my doubt was cleared. And just giving my gratitude to the Lord, I came back to Delhi.
Wow. I think that has happened with you all your life. Like every time there was a prayer, he answered. Every time there was a wish, he fulfilled it. Every time there was a doubt, he cleared it. And your love only increased.
It's naturally. Because yes, being a mother is a light child, you know, he took me to his lap. Even he told to Kasturi uncle one that Ashram is his mother, let him be taken care of here. Whenever I come, wherever I go. But in some time also he put me into test. I'll give you one example. It was in 1987. All the three children were that time. In the month of June or July, I came alone because when I joined the new job Swami has given me in 82, 83, getting leave was a little difficult. So I came for 2 to 3 days. And when Swami saw me in the sitting on the Kulwant Hall, is not there, just open sand bed. He said, how come you have come now? And suddenly it flashed when something going wrong. You know, Swami asked, why you have come means there is something wrong. Then he said, oh, your children are there, why will not come? And for the first
why
time,
will not come?
Yeah, for the first time, you know, he just wanted to say that I am your mother, you have not come to me, but you have come to your children. And I said, from my mind, I said, Swami, sorry. Then he gave me Pad Namaskar, and the moment I reached Hyderabad, Secunderabad, it was a havoc cyclone in Andhra.
Mm-hmm.
I was there in the railway platform without food, without water for long 24 hours. And I reached Bhuvanesar after 3 days. So that's also, Swami says, once you little deviate from his love, he gives you a lesson that, my dear child, I am only yours friend, no one else.
Mm. Wow. And once you experience that, you after that only wanted to offer your service to the Lord in the form of gratitude. You all the time were in Prashantilayam for seva, I mean, right from 1996, I think, right?
Yeah, 1996.
I think as long as your father was alive, you didn't join the Satyasaya organization.
He didn't allow me to join. And because whenever I used to ask Swami, father, that should I join Sevadal or some organization, he said, till I'm alive,
you don't.
You can't do that. And many people used to ask me that, why? Why he didn't allow? Jokingly, I used to tell, you see, my father is stubborn. I am stubborn. He has got so much of into the same number I have got from Swami. So I'm at par with him. So I may quarrel with him. But the real reason is, since I am the only child, that lest I may take the position of his advantage of his position, it will tarnish the image of Bhagwan. Whether we are blamed is not important. If Bhagwan is blamed, we will be nowhere in the world. So that's the reason he stopped me every moment. And many times I asked Swami also, particularly, Swami, should I come from Seva? He said, no. But after when my father was to pass, he could know it that he'll be leaving, passing.
Maybe you should mention about that also, because I think, you know, we don't know about his life after what he has written in Rasovaisa.
Yeah. So, as I told you, that day when you know that the Aarti went off, we know that he's going back. And prior to 1 month, in the month of April, we were sitting in the veranda at Needham. Needham, I can mention, that the name given by Bhagwan himself, and he was instrumental to have that construction building complete within 5 months record time. And so we were just sitting, then my father told, my dear son, Swami has given everything for us. He has done everything for you, our family, our ancestors, our younger generation. Every time he has given all this love and protection to us. Now do seva.
He told you?
Yeah. I'll issue both identity cards to you and your wife, and I'll sign there. But remember, at that time when I sign, I'll not your father. I'm the state president of Orissa. So you must be very particular, very disciplined life for doing seva. I started doing seva from May, but my father was not there to sign the identity card. I couldn't miss that opportunity of having a card signed by my father as the state president.
But you started serving.
He started serving. Just in 96 when he came. It was the month of May he passed away. In the month of August, all the three children Because by that time they have already finished education. The eldest one completed the BSc, the last 12th, and son was taken out in the middle. Then Swami, I was just standing in the Kulwant Hall, Swami's residence. That time they wanted to decide where I'll do it. So they decided that I should be in the immediate presence of Bhagavan. Bhagavan was just, he was staying in the opposite of now the present building where he used to stay the last part of his life. And when he came out, he asked the first question, "Have you come with the family, to all the family members?" I said, "Swami, yes." Then after just meeting that, he talked to my son in the interview room. My son also started doing some service in the canteen. Wife was in Kulwant Hall. And he gave, "Just don't worry, a MBA seat is assured for you." Then he got a MBA seat in Calcutta University, passed out and well established now. So now, when he just first doing the seva, that time there was no restriction for Swami's residence, Sevadal criteria. But now, just after 2 years, the criteria was changed. Then Swami wanted that young boys having good English knowledge, youth they should be in. And just to give me a scope to be with him during my seva period, Swami stopped that rule for long 2 years. And after that now, when the seva came, now this you see in the Swami's residence, only handsome youth and all this thing. So people used to, many times they criticize me when I choose this Sevadal for Swami residence. He said, "You want only young people." I told, "You see, he is the embodiment of love and he is the most beautiful mother in the world. When he comes out, when he put his first look, the boy should be of that handsome also." And that's the reason we put the best possible boy in Swami's residence. And when after that date was finally, 15th was over, that time Swami used to give Pada Namaskar to everybody. And we were sitting towards the last boy, I was there sitting there. When Swami came, I asked Swami, "Should I do seva now?" He said, "Karo, karo." Then after that, I have not looked back. After 2 years, I was in Mandir. And it went on till as in today.
Yes, even now you're doing seva. You come to Prashantilam for seva. Wow. So it is really more than 20 years now.
Yeah, and before joining seva, Swami, my father gave me one example of what type of quality a sevadal should have. He narrated one incident in 1968. The first world conference was held in Bombay. So my father was state president. So he was given a room in Bombay. The Swami, he had come from Orissa directly, that his shoes were little dusty and something. He kept the shoe, went for Swami's darshan. After Swami's discourse, he came back. When he saw the shoe was very clean and neatly kept, he was little have doubt that nobody is there. Who has polished my shoe? Who has cleaned my shoe? Then he asked the Sevadal who was in charge, "Have you done it? Have you cleaned it?" First he reluctantly didn't say anything. Then when father pressed again, he said, "Yes sir, I have cleaned it." Then father was curious and he asked, "What you are actually?" "Yes sir, I have cleared my administrative office exams."
IAS?
IAS. Oh, I mean in a probationary officer. And then father asked, "What will you do after probation?" "I'll be a collector of a district." And Swami wanted, he explained my father, that Swami wanted seva of that level that nobody can point out a finger that he's my sevadal is doing this. So that's why whenever I used to do in Prashanti Seva, I was always in the rough, toughest mood if anything anywhere comes, discipline part is over. And so many parts, so many ideas Swami has taught me how to do, when to do, why not to do. I was just sitting once in early 70s in the prayer hall when Swami used to, there is two doors. One he reached, comes out from the interview room and enters. The other one where the normal public go. I was just sitting with both my just Padmasan poster. When Swami came across the door, I just lift my both the legs. Swami just crossed me and looked back and said, "Thik se baitho." Then he went to the prayer hall. And after 2 to 3 days, he called both of us, my father and me, into a room. He said, "You know, my dear son, I understand your feeling. When I just crossed you, you thought at least I'll touch my leg to you. You feel a little awkward, that's why you fold it. From spiritual point of view, from love point of view, it's all right. But when you fold, I mean, what others will say, that you see Swami Savadal doesn't know how to sit." And that is the first body language which is needed, and especially when you are in working in Mandir, that body language, the first lesson Swami gave me, that is how to behave. And during my all of my seva period, sometimes whenever I am working in the seva field, being the group leader, if something fell, I just tell somebody, "Hey, just lift it and throw it." So Swami waited for long, 3 to 4 years, just to see my arrogance, not to do my by myself. It was not a very big job, putting this cushion there or lifting some things and so. Then once in the early morning, because that time Swami used to come very early morning, it is even dark also sometime, and I just lift, I thought that is a part of that cushion which was sitting, but that was a small, very small rat, dead rat, or squirrel, whatever you call it. And I'm sure I can't give it to anybody. I just went, lifted from myself, took it to the dustbin, washed my hand and came back. Then I put my fingers, I told Swami, "Now onwards I'll put the small sevas also, I'll do myself." And Swami was explained also. Once Swami was just coming out of the interview room, Mr. Anil Kumar is sitting there. He said, "Anil, you get that book." Then Anil Kumar suddenly told the one student, "Hey, you get that book." Then Swami told, "Can't you get that book? I just wanted to wipe out the sin of your one life by doing this service only. So you don't understand when you do seva, that how much Swami used to say that when you come for seva, you are my family members. And once you are my family member, I can pour out anything, everything."
ప్రేమ స్వరూపులారా, ప్రేమ స్వరూపులారా, నేనెప్పుడు మీ వెంటనే జంటనే ఇంటనే ఉంటుంటాను. కనుక మీరందరూ కూడా ఐకమత్యంతో పనిచేయండి. నా సీట్ ఇక్కడ కాదు,
భగవాన్ సీట్ ఇస్ నాట్ హియర్,
నా సీట్ మీ యొక్క హృదయమే,
భగవాన్ చైర్ ఇస్ యువర్ హార్ట్.
కనుకనే మీరు ఎక్కడ ఉంటే అక్కడ కూడా స్వామి ఉంటున్నాడు.
స్వామి ఇస్ దేర్ వేరెవర్ యు ఆర్.
ఏ కొరతను మీకు జరగవు,
నథింగ్ విల్ హ్యాపెన్ టు యు.
ఏ విధమైనటువంటి అపజయాలు మీకు జరగవు,
యు విల్ నెవర్ హావ్ ఫెయిల్యూర్.
కానీ పరిపూర్ణమైన విశ్వాసంతో మీరు పనిలో ప్రారంభించండి.
వర్క్ విత్ టోటల్ ఫెయిత్.
ఏ పని చేసినా కూడా ఇది భగవత్ కార్యంగా భావించండి.
వాట్ ఎవర్ యు మే డూ, గుడ్ వర్క్, టేక్ ఇట్ యాస్ గాడ్స్ వర్క్.